Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here, coming to you from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Yeah, both places. Well, not simultaneously. That would be impossible. The website is leaningtowardwisdom.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host. Glad you're here. Sometime around 1982, I stood in front of a group of employees and told them, who would ever think that we would arrive at a time when being polite, when saying please and thank you and sir and ma'am would be a competitive edge? But here we are. Welcome to 1982. My, how things have changed. I guess I should warn you, a little bit of a rant is coming. I am fanatical about customer experience. Probably why I had a degree of success in running retail companies. Probably why I have a degree of success in doing leadership and executive coaching. So I text a person to see if they could do some work for me. This was a person that put their cell phone number on their marketing information, and that was the preferred method of communication. You know, text me. And so I texted this person and inquired if they would be able to do said job. And we're not talking about some high-end long-term thing. We're talking about, you know, something kind of reasonably quick and dirty. And they replied back that they might be able to, but they ended their text, and I'm going to quote, need you to add me on FB, Facebook, need you to add me on Facebook and share the pinned post at the top, BF, before, I can do it. Need you to add me on Facebook and share the pinned post at top, before I can do it. And I thought for a nanosecond, read it, reread it, read it a third time just to make sure I was understanding. And I'm thinking, so this dude wants me to add him as a friend on Facebook. I don't know this guy. And wants me to share on my timeline his pinned post promoting his business. And he's never done anything for me yet. And so I replied back, quote, thanks, Jason, but I'll pass. Not fond of being asked such a thing before you ever serve me. Oh, it gets better, kids. And he replied, sounds good, bud. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, I just thought being polite was a competitive edge in 1982. I got a news flash for you kids. It's a super duper competitive advantage in 2024. I immediately told a friend of mine how I wished I was about 20 years younger. Maybe even 15. Well, shoot, maybe even 10. Because that would be another business owner that I would absolutely positively love to compete with and drive out of business. I mean, the customer service experiences that I encounter, and I call attention to these, by the way, in social media. People who follow me will see that I with some regularity, will share good stories of people who have, you know, people that do exemplary kinds of things. I'm going to scroll through my timeline as I'm telling this, because I was thinking of another one that was fairly recent. So my wife loves Schlotzky sandwiches, and she is I don't know what they call their, you know, their card, not their credit card, but their customer VIP kind of a thing. You buy so many sandwiches, you get one free, that kind of thing. And she absolutely loves them. And so we were out and about somewhere, and she suggested, okay, well, what about Schlotzky's? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. So she gets on her app, something that she's done with great frequency, and she pulls up the location. This particular location was going to be Grapevine, Texas. Grapevine, for those of you that don't know, is part of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we were kind of sort of in Grapevine, so made sense. And so she goes through, and she's got the things that we always order. Those are saved items. And does it. The problem, during checkout, evidently, she encountered a problem with her saved credit card that required she re-enter the credit card. Okay, no problem. So she does that. That was a first. She had not experienced that before. Problem two is sometime after entering or during entering that credit card information for the second time, this was saved credit card information, which that made me a little bit skittish. She did not notice the store location had changed. It no longer was Grapevine, Texas. And so we pull into a parking. We pull into the Grapevine location, and we're ready to pick up the order. They don't have the order. Turns out the order had gone to Grand Prairie, Texas, also a suburb of Dallas-Fort Worth, but completely across town. And so she explains the problem, and they tell her, oh, don't worry about it. Not a problem. Just call the Grand Prairie store and explain to them, you know, what happened, and they'll refund it. And then you can order it here. Okay, so we pull into a parking spot, and she calls that location and is told no. And she said, I'm sorry. No, we're not going to refund it. She asked to speak to the manager. The person says, I am the manager. She continues on. She doesn't get anywhere. I get on the phone then with this sandwich Nazi. If you've watched Seinfeld, the soup Nazi, this guy behaved exactly the same way, except in the moment it wasn't funny. Well, it still isn't funny. And I tried my best to persuade this man to do the right thing. He wasn't having any part of it. This was about a $20 transaction. And I did make the inquiry. So a $20 transaction is this important to your store to hack off a long-time Schlotzky's customer? And his attitude was, yeah, I'm not going to refund the money. So I go in, we pull around. I now go inside the Grapevine, Texas location to just see what could I do? What should I do? This very pleasant gentleman behind the counter. Turns out his name was Abel, A-B-E-L. And boy, that was an appropriate name because he certainly was Abel. So I inquired with Abel, is there anything I can do? Now, these stores are not run by the same operator. Well, that's obvious. The Grand Prairie location which is on Small Hill Drive, by the way. There's multiple locations in Grand Prairie. There's two at least. And so I want to be real clear. The Small Hill Drive location is the one that we had the bad experience. And he was very, he profusely apologized and was rather surprised. And I said, well, he said, well, what was your order? And I told him what the order was. And he said, I got you. I said, no. I'm not trying to get you to make good on this, but you know, we're clearly not going to drive what's probably going to be a 45-minute drive to another suburb to pick up an order that somehow, some way, the app and the credit card glitch changed the location of the order. Because, by the way, this location is one of the default location for my wife's ordering. This is the location that she orders from. And I was gobsmacked by the whole thing. I told Abel what the order was before he informed me, don't worry about it, I got you. And I said, no. I insist on paying. And he wouldn't let me. He said, no, that's not right. And, you know, I got you. He just kept saying, I got you. And so I posted on Facebook and other social media, kudos to the Schlotzkys in Grapevine, Texas, and boos and hisses to the Small Hill Drive location in Grand Prairie, Texas, where they did. They got the $22. Good luck with all that. And I also submitted a complaint to Schlotzky's website. So I'm willing to give boos and hisses, but I'm also willing to give strong, strong kudos to the people who recover. And I'm just amazed at the lack of consistency in business. I'm amazed at the lack of integrity. I'm amazed at the lack of sheer politeness. And it seems to be growing worse. Business people and I have a conversation about this, and there's all kinds of speculation as to why this is happening. And of course, the easy out is, well, good help's hard to find. Newsflash, good help has always been hard to find. So there's nothing new about that. Is it rampantly worse today? I'm not going to argue that it's not, but it's always been problematic. Also problematic is sufficient training. Probably even more problematic is high level accountability and high expectation. I have found that businesses that deliver superior service, like Schlotzky's in Grapevine, Texas, they're intent on it. It's in their fabric. It's part of the DNA. It's how they roll. And I learned as a young person running companies, it really is all just about making up your mind. And if you make up your mind that you're going to deliver great service, you can. And you can do it over and over and over and over and over and over again. I gave kudos and shout outs to a place. I had a car detailed a year ago, and I'd never been there before. And you can book the appointment online with a specific person. I just selected the very first name in this list that popped up. Turns out he was a manager of this place. And he did a great job, and I blew him up on social media in a good way. I posted pictures of the car. I posted pictures of his business card. I called him by name, and it was great. A year later, I did the same thing, except a higher-end service. Now I'm paying for a pretty thorough car detail. This was a car detailing place. And I think the first one was a $60 investment. This one was right at $200. I was going to be selling the car, and I obviously wanted to put the best foot forward. And the car was not in bad shape at all, but I'd never done it. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to do it. Booked it, prepaid it online, same person, and dropped it off first thing in the morning. And I said, okay, I'm just going to leave it with you all day. But now I'd booked a time, and the time that I had booked was 8 a.m. Just because I didn't want to sit around and wait. I didn't know how long it would take. And I had a ride that came and picked me up and was going to bring me back. What time do you close? 5 o'clock. 4 o'clock rolls around. Haven't heard anything. 4:30 rolls around. Haven't heard anything. Get a ride. The ride drops me off at 4:45. Well, back up. Right before we got there, I'm calling. We're on our way. And the person that answers the phone is in a drive-thru picking up food. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not sure what this is all about. And I'm just trying to find out about the status of my car. And it's not ready. And I'm like, well, you close at 5. I'm on my way. It's like 10 till. I get dropped off only to find out that about the time I pulled up, they had just started. And then I'm told, and there's nobody in the office. I can't find a human anywhere. I find numerous people walk by and somebody will be right with you. Somebody will be right. Nobody ever got with me. I get on the phone again and I call. And I get this person. They're clearly not on the premises. And I said, I'm here to pick up my car. And I'm told that it just now got started. I don't know. I mean, how you guys close at 5. It's now 10 after. Well, we stay as late as we have to stay. And I said, well, nobody told me this. And I don't get anywhere. I'm just like I'm talking to a brick wall. Now, there's some exotic cars. My car ain't an exotic car. And it just seems pretty obvious to me. Okay, the exotic cars, they got ahead of me. Okay, well, it happens. You know, you pull in with a $100,000 ride versus a $24,000 ride. It's okay. I get it. But what I don't get is I booked it ahead of time. I scheduled it. I prepaid. I booked the 8 a.m. time slot, and it's now 5:15, 5:20, 5:30. I'm pushing 6 o'clock, and here's your car. Well, they spent longer on the $60 detail than they did this one. I got a $10 bill. I tipped the guy on the $60 thing. And I don't know. I may have tipped him $10 then. I got a $10 bill, and not the guy who did the job, but some other person comes up and tells me it's ready. And he's kind of apologetic. And I said, here, I want you to make sure he gets this. And I also want to make sure you tell him I will never do business with you guys again. And I will tell everybody I know. And I have. Apollo Car Wash. There in the mid-cities in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Why can't you get it right twice? Two experiences. One, really good. One, disastrously awful. Consistency. How can you deliver great, predictable service every time? I'm amazed at the businesses that have not yet figured out how to do that. And I talk to too many business people who basically take the position, it just can't be done. Well, I'm here to tell you, it can be done. It can be done. I know it can be done. I've done it. It can be done. But if you don't care, No, it can't be done. If you don't care, well, frankly, nothing can be done. Consistently well, you can be consistently poor if nobody cares. But if everybody cares, and if the accountability is high, and people take pride in their work, well, the world is your oyster. But there are just too many among us, and there's too many among us that I think are supportive of business because we care, but we don't care that much, and it's just, you know, just on to the next thing. No. No, so the guy that says, I need you to friend me on Facebook, and I need you to share this pinned post that I have before you ever pay me anything, before I ever show up. And by the way, this was also a car detailing. Before I ever do anything, this is what I'm going to require. And then you're gonna give me this idiotic, sounds good, bud, reply. And I'm like, who does business with this person? How hard up do you have to be to do business with this person? And I get that there's this problem with competition in that in some areas there's just not enough. And I get that some businesses are so busy. This is why I love a downturn in economy. I'm not wishing for one, but I embrace them when they come, and they do come. They will come. Because it, boy, does it separate the wheat from the chaff. Boy, does it separate the winners from the losers, and it often does it in a hurry. And I love it. I absolutely love it. My son and I have this conversation real frequently about how disruption, take for instance the most recent ruling against the National Association of Realtors, or whatever that's called. You know, there was this big deal about commissions. And by the way, real estate commissions have always been negotiable. I mean, so if you haven't been aware of that, well, just shame on you, because they've always been negotiable. There's no pat 6%, 5%. You can cut whatever deal you have the ability to cut. Now, it doesn't mean everybody's going to accept your deal, but you could. And now it's kind of disrupted things. This ruling has kind of disrupted things. And so I've had conversations with a number of people in real estate, including my son, who's a home inspector, of what's that going to look like? How's this going to impact things? And my very first comment to anybody and everybody was, you're going to see some fallout. It happens. Anytime there is some kind of a disruption, a perceived negative disruption, there are people who exit that arena. They just do. The poor performers, the ones that aren't quite committed, those people that, and there's a huge, huge, huge percentage, I used to know, but I haven't looked it up, the percentage of real estate agents who sell one house a year, and the percentage of agents who sell 2 to 5 houses a year, people that are just dabbling, they're just kind of sort of in it. They got a toe or two in it, but they're not in it. They tend to be some of the first to fall away. Understandably, it's like, okay, well, I wasn't that into it anyway. So, I mean, now that I'm not going to make as much money, then the poor performers, the ones who may struggle to get clients, the ones who may struggle to get business, the ones who haven't put in the work to build a solid customer base that is loyal, because over and over and over again, you've served us well. And we're just not going to walk away from that. We're not just going to go to some other schlub that we don't know because, well, you've done a great job for us. And people can argue till the cows come home about customer loyalty and how fragile it is, and it is, but it still exists. There are brands to which you are loyal. There are businesses to which you are loyal, and there's a reason for it. And there could be many and varied reasons for it. But when we're talking today about customer service, customer experience, and it transcends business, it's relationships as well. And you will find on this and some of my other digital properties, you will probably find a number of conversations. I know for a fact I did a YouTube video on being transactional. Small Hill Schlotsky store in Grand Prairie, Texas, that manager is transactional. The $22 transaction is all he cared about. He didn't care about the human behind the $22. He didn't care about, he just cared about the $22 going into his till that day. That's transactional. The Grapevine, Texas Schlotsky's store, where Abel, by the way, is a manager, Abel and that ownership group of that location, I can promise you they are not transactional. If they were transactional, Abel is not looking at me, a complete stranger, and saying, I got you. But he did have me. And I've told anybody and everybody that will listen, go to the Grapevine location of Schlotsky's. I said, You up for taking a selfie? And he said, yeah. So I hold a camera up, and there's a picture of me with Abel that's in the show notes for today's episode. That's not transactional, because the only transaction was two humans, one a customer frustrated because I had, you know, we had fallen prey to some glitch in their app that sent our order to a different location. And Abel and his store got nothing out of it monetarily. But I would argue that what they got way more than $22. Abel and Schlotsky's in Grapevine, Texas got way more than $22 worth of social media publicity because I told the story, the true story. And I would argue that the $22 that Grand Prairie, Small Hill, Drive in Grand Prairie, Schlotsky's got, ooh, cost them way more than $22. I don't know. You be the judge. During one of the recessions, I can't remember which one because I've lived through so many, but it was back in the 70s or 80s. There was a woman, I would have to Google it to find it, but she made a comment that stuck with me, and I remember preaching this message. We would all buy more if we could just get waited on. There was truth to that then. Yeah, there may be truth to that now. The fact of the matter is the opportunity, and this is really the point of hitting record today, the opportunities that exist for us to be outstanding, I don't know if they've ever been higher. I really don't. I don't know if the opportunities have ever been greater in my lifetime. I don't care about economy. I don't care about competition. I don't care about Washington politics. I don't know that the opportunities have ever been better. Everywhere I look, I see opportunities for customers to be dazzled, for customers to experience something extraordinary because it is so, so rare. More often than not, we are told by people, here's what I'm going to need you to do before I can ever do business with you. And you're like, you know, it's tantamount to, I'll let you listen to the podcast, but first I need you to go to pick a platform, Apple or Google or Amazon. It doesn't matter. Go to any platform and I need you to leave me a 5-star review. After you leave me a 5-star review, I'll let you click play. Well, nobody in their right mind would do that. But we've got people that are complying with some of this idiocy, and that baffles me as much as anything. people that will actually do what this guy demands of them before he'll ever touch their car. And I'm like, are you kidding me? We've lost our minds. But you knew that already, too. I hope you're delivering a good experience. Whatever that experience is, I hope to deliver better experiences as a podcaster. I'm hoping to lean more toward wisdom, and I'm hoping that as I'm trying to lean toward it and making observations, that you too are able to figure your stuff out. I also hope that you're not pessimistic. I hope that you're optimistic, that as you look at the challenges that are around us, whether the ones that are of the ilk that I've talked about here today or any others, that in the midst of those adversities, in the midst of these bad experiences, whether they're with a service provider or a store or a restaurant or even in a relationship, I hope you're able to see the opportunity, because the opportunities are there. My name is Randy Cantrell. Leaning Toward Wisdom is the website. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.